أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا نساء النبي من يأت منكن بفاحشة مبينة يضاعف لها العذاب ضعفين وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. ومن يقنت منكن لله ورسوله وتعمل صالحا نؤتها أجرها مرتين وأعتدنا لها رزقا كريما. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs we were discussing yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give the Azwaj al-Mutahharat Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhunna the message that if they have chosen this dunya over and above Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should give them the choice either to remain with Nabi alayhi salatu was salam in nikah, or alternatively we will give you something of this dunya and we will release you in a good manner. When this happened, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah alayhi, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to our mother Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her that I want to discuss a matter with you, but I do not want you to give any answer. I want you to go home, speak to your parents, make mashura with them, and whatever their mashura be, whatever their decision and verdict be, you should go by that decision and verdict. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after giving her this advice, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited to her these ayat, explained to her that this is the takhyir, this is the choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was extremely intelligent. She said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is not a matter that I need to go to my parents to make any mashura, but I choose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha on this used to have a great amount, we wouldn't say pride, but she was elated at the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first asked her to go to her parents. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it very clear from there that I do not wish to release you, or for that matter any of the other azwaj, but this is a choice that had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in concluding these ayat, we need to understand a very, very important aspect, that in the love between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is such a love that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not even tolerate the Azwaj al-Mutahharat Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhunna to even come between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if they had for the slightest bit annoyed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also would not be tolerated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where do you and I stand a chance? That is why we need to make abundant dua, and we need to work towards this, that we try and love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love his sunnah, love his tariqah, fulfill every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For if that was the relationship between him and the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, we know it was a relationship and a bond of love, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not tolerate us also in the slightest but annoying Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to all the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, and the same reply came that they chose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ayah we discussed today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, addressing directly now the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, Allah says, مَنْ يَأْتِ مِنْكُنَّ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَا, that whichever of you come or commit an open indecency, an act of indecency that is open, and that could refer to any form of sin, any form of disobedience to Allah or to His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُضَاعَفْ لَهَا الْعَذَابُ ضِعْفَيْنِ, then Allah Rabbul Izzat's ayalan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's announcement is that we will multiply, or rather we will double your azab. In other words, we will make it to double. One is the sin that you had committed, and Allah forbid that if it does happen, then obviously you have come from the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran had been revealed in your homes for so many occasions. The Quran has been recited in your home, and obviously you will become a bad precedence for others. So when you become a bad precedence for others, and others will follow the ills or the wrongs, then obviously you are going to be responsible for that. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this declaration of a double punishment for the Azwajul Mutahharat. Obviously, Azwajul Mutahharat were such that they did not disobey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the slightest. Whatever happened here, asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam for a little bit more insofar as the maintenance was concerned, wasn't in actual fact a sin. But the reality was this, that when somebody close, even if that person carries out a good deed, but it was not something that was expected from Allah, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak in these terms, وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا, and that is easy upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also on the other hand, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَخُنُتْ مِنْ كُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that whoever is obedient from amongst you, from the Azwaj Mutahharat, obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, and they practice righteous deeds. In other words, they are fully compliant and obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's i'lan, Allah's announcement, Allah's declaration is, we will give them double the reward also. Because if you azwaj, if you carry out good deeds, you show obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, others will also follow you. And you will be rewarded for the good you do, and you will be rewarded for the good others do, because they have followed you. وَأَعْتَدَنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes saying that for her, for any one of the azwaj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا, a noble provision, and that noble provision obviously is the provision of the everlasting hereafter. So in these ayat we learn some very, very important lessons. And just to reiterate, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not tolerate the azwaj coming between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for that matter annoying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the slightest bit, then you and I need to take care, and we need to be cautious about it, and forever try to be obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.